Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, it's John Astronomy. Welcome to another episode of Talking Metal. This is another very special episode coming to you from the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. We are having a great time. We have a very special guest here, Mark.
Yes, we do. Sonny Pooney. Am I pronouncing that right, Sonny?
You are.
You are. Thank you.
And Sonny is not only a special guest, but he is a guest host and producer of this episode.
Yeah, and he is a contributor to this convention or expo. You made a contribution through the Rock and Pod GoFundMe page, right? And you're one of three that we've had. I also want to give a shout out to Joe and Jerry from Long Island, Joe Beck, that is, and Jerry from Long Island, who also contributed to In Talking Metal's name to this great convention. So thanks to all three of you for being a supporter of what we do as an independent podcast.
Yeah, I love the podcast. You guys do a great job. I listen all the time, so for me, it was like, you know what, the donation's well worth it.
Cool.
Right? And to get something out of it and hang with you guys, that's even a bigger bonus.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about you. You have some songs that you want to play for us here on the show. Let's start first off with this great band that you introduced me to. Let's tell us who they are and where they're from.
So the band is called Restrained. They're from Sacramento, California.
Is that where you're from?
I'm from California, yeah, okay. Northern California.
Okay.
Yeah, San Francisco. And, you know, they're a local band that's been around now since 2008-ish,
okay.
Right? They've released a couple of albums. And, you know, it's 40-somethings that kind of found each other late.
Yeah.
So they're trying to crack into the music business now, which is not easy.
Right, yeah. And, you know, a band like this, who sound great, by the way, you played me some of their stuff. You got to give anybody like that so much props, because at that point in your life, you're probably not going to become a rock star flying around on private jets. I always have so much respect for people like that, because they're doing it because they love it and they believe in the music. Much like we do these podcasts, we're not making any money off of this. You know, we do this because of a love. And to me, there's something very special about that.
Yeah, and they're passionate and they're great live. And, you know, they all got lives. Couple of them have kids, you know, they got real jobs, you know, and it's kind of tough. They play for open for a lot of national bands, Striper, I think Michael Schenker one time, Y&T. So they get out there probably about once every couple of months to play in Sacramento, but they really haven't ventured very far off that.
And their music available on, I think, iTunes and was it CD Baby? Where were they?
Yeah, iTunes, Amazon.
Amazon,
I think,
okay.
They're on CD Baby and their website.
Okay, cool. And we will have their website linked through today's show notes on TalkingMetal.com. And let's get into a track. I know there was a few that you wrote down here. You narrowed them down. I forgot which one you wanted to do.
Yeah, I wanted to really Let's play Darkness Calls.
Cool.
It's kind of this, kind of got a horror movie feel to it. So definitely an interesting song.
Excellent. Let's get into it now on Talking Metal. That was Darkness Called by Restrained. What a cool thing. And Sonny, I really appreciate you turning on us Talking Metal fans and Talking Metal staff to a great band that we would not have heard of if it wasn't for you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys playing it. You know, it's riffy rock, right? Catchy choruses. Some people kind of compare them to Priest. Some are Queensryche. They have Dokken. BLS, they're in that vein.
Right on, right on. Cool. Well, let's move on to your next pick, Sonny. Y&T, known back in the 70s as, what, Yesterday and Today, a band that's been around for probably, what, over 40 years, I would think, at this point, right?
Absolutely, and I'm a Bay Area guy, yeah. So you can't be a Bay Area guy without being a Y&T fan. It's not right. Okay to do that.
And a friend of mine playing bass for them right now, by the way.
Oh, really?
Aaron Lee, you know
Oh,
Aaron
really?
Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, he joined up with them
probably a year or two ago. Know him from the Frank Hannon band. So he's out there rocking with Y&T, who are still just potent live. I mean, they sound fantastic.
And yeah, Amanda Kenny's so underrated.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And he's one of those guys that plays every solo note by note,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And actually, there's an Ace connection here because they opened for Ace several times.
Okay.
When Ace came out with Fraley's Comet, right? You guys played the Henry Kaiser Auditorium.
I think Ace opened for Y&T.
Oh, was it that?
Yeah,
I know they were on the same.
Ace opening for Y&T. It was 1987, yeah. 87? So it was White Lion. The concerts I saw were White Lion, then Ace, then Y&T.
Yeah, I couldn't remember which order it was in, but
yeah, those were great shows. I went to a few of them on that tour.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
And when did you first discover Y&T?
For me, it was Summertime Girls on
which,
MTV, of
which
course.
Got, you know, they got a little flack for that, but I hear that on Sirius every now and again, and it sounds good to me. But you know, I think some of the with Black Tiger and Mean Street and stuff was a little more potent than that stuff. And such a great band. But it is interesting. So you heard that commercial song by them, and then did you go back and discover their back catalog from there?
Yeah, so I go back and I get the first album that I got from them was actually Black Tiger.
Right.
Right. And then, you know, you would see Y&T shirts at the high school.
Okay.
That I went to, and the college I went to, and I'm like, man, who are these guys? And then when I saw them live a couple of times, I'm like, oh yeah, I own everything.
Right.
Yeah. So big fan.
Cool. And at that time in your life, you're talking to high school days, what other bands were you listening to?
Kiss, Wasp. I went to high school from 83 to 86. So
okay.
We're at Rat, Kiss, Wasp.
I graduated
in
87. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's all, I guess, quote unquote, hair metal, whatever
right.
you want to call it. But
yeah.
It was catchy choruses, you know, great guitars, sing along, hummable melodies, that kind of thing.
Awesome. What are we going to hear from Y&T right now?
Well, one of my favorite albums is actually Mean Streak.
Yes.
And we're going to play the song Hang 'em High.
Hang 'em High by Y&T here on Talking Metal.
Walk like a warrior through the shadows of the night. Shatter the silence with my scream.
That was Hang 'Em High by Y&T from the Mean Streak album.
Yes, good stuff. Picked by Sonny, who is our co-host, co-producer of this episode. Now, we're going to get into a band that I remember. You're going to have to refresh my memory from when they were out. Because Talisman with Jeff Scott Soto, right?
Right, yes. Right. So
yeah, I remember. Was this like 2005-ish, 2006?
That's the tail end. They were around since 1990.
Wow. Okay.
And that's the problem, right? It's a Swedish band.
Yeah.
And they're coming in right as hard rock is dying.
Yeah.
Right? So they can't really get any traction. They're big in Europe. They were big in Europe until Marcel's death a few years ago, their bass player passed.
Okay. Wow.
But this is, I mean, straight ahead. Swedish rock. I mean, it's hard rock the whole way.
Yeah, I'm glad you're playing this because I'm embarrassed to say that I know them. And I know Jeff Scott Soto was with them, but I don't know much about them. I feel like I had one of their last releases was sent to me by a publicist, like when we first started doing this show back in 2005. So yeah, great pick. And you mentioned who is the bass player that passed on?
Yeah, the bass player passed on. They've had revolving guitar players a little bit.
And has Jeff Scott Soto been consistent in the band?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's been consistent in the band. Yeah. And they stopped really playing after Marcel passed.
Okay.
But Jeff Scott Soto is one of my favorite singers of all time.
Yeah. All
right?
Yeah.
So I'm a huge Jeff Scott Soto fan. So, and that guy, I mean, he can do, he was in Yngwie.
Yeah.
And he can sing a mean ballad too. So he's got definitely breath to his assortment.
Awesome. Talisman, what are you going to play for the listeners?
We are going to play a more aggressive song by them. It's called Out of My Way. It's from 2003's Cats and Dogs, 6th studio album.
Cool. Here it is on Talking Metal.
Even began
What you just heard was a little Talisman. We are coming to you live from the recording live, I should say, from the Rock and Pod Expo in Nashville. And this has been just a great event with all sorts of great podcasts, many of which, how many are you actually personally involved with, Sonny?
Yeah, so I have two that I'm regularly involved with. Podcast Rock City, I'm a co-host, and that's an all-KISS podcast.
Right.
And then a guy named Stephen Michael and myself are doing a new podcast called Growing Up Rock. We just released our fifth episode.
Oh, cool. I haven't heard that. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah,
cool.
And it's kind of a new idea. Yeah, so
what's that all about, Grown Up Rock?
It's more about just rock stories, right? So it's like everybody's kind of got a rock and roll story through their life.
Yeah.
And we want to kind of know that. So the other day we interviewed
Personal stories that relate to rock. Okay.
So when we interviewed Marco Mendoza, it's like, how'd you get started? What was the first thing you heard? What made you pick up the bass?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Great concept.
Yeah. Absolutely. Cool. And that's five episodes in at this point?
Yeah, five episodes in. Growing Up Rock. Yep.
Cool. Growing Up, like G-R-O-W-I-N? Growing
that's
up.
Right.
Okay,
yep.
And that's on iTunes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will subscribe to that.
And you know what's cool is, Mark, you always said, like, when you're going to do a podcast, it might help if you zero in on something and you make that your thing.
Right.
Like, instead of just, here's a podcast about miscellaneous subjects. Like, you know, you're not only doing a rock one, but you're talking about these personal stories growing up, and I think that's a very cool thing that sets you apart from a lot of the other stuff.
Yeah, and we're also doing something pretty cool. Like, if you go to the website, you can put your personal story there,
and then
we'll attach an episode to it, and if possible, we'll get you on the episode.
Oh, nice.
So that way you can share your story. Yeah.
Great idea. And you're obviously a KISS fan?
Major KISS fan, yeah. Number one band for me.
Top three KISS records?
Asylum, Unmasked, okay. Rock and Roll Over.
Oh, nice. Good, yeah, good mix. I am an enormous fan of Unmasked, which gets really hit hard by a lot of critics. But well, what great songwriting on that. You know, I mean, three ace songs on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, it was pop, but when that hit me, I was in fifth or sixth grade. And just was really a big part of my life. And to this day, it's still one of those records I put on and I just love to listen to. It never grows old for me.
Yeah, if it wasn't KISS and there was no makeup and all that kind of stuff, another band puts that album out with the same song, same singer, it's a hit.
Yeah.
Like, it hit right, but, you know, with the mystique of the costumes and Love Gun hanging over them. And it's I don't know if it was a great album for KISS.
Love Gun
I
or
love
Dynasty?
It. Love Gun and Dynasty, right? They're the biggest band in the world.
Right. Now, you mean Love Gun hanging over him because it was such a big record.
Right. I got you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, such a great record. Anyways, back to your picks for today. We're going to hit some Striper. I have some of your potential picks. I forget which one you're going to go with. But The Trooper, which was very interesting, a cover of the Maiden song, No More Hell to Pay from No More Hell to Pay. More Than a Man from Second Coming, a record that I really liked a lot. What are we going to hit here?
We're going to hit No More Hell to Pay because I think what ends up happening with Striper sometimes is people think they're soft.
Right.
And Striper has actually a lot of heavy music. And the newer it is, the heavier it is.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
No More Hell to Pay came out in 2013. So and the album's the same name. This is the track off the album.
Let's check it out now on Talking Metal.
Little Striper here on Talking Metal with No More Hell to Pay. One of our first interview on Talking Metal was Striper, conducted by John Astronomy.
Yep.
Yeah, which really kind of got the ball rolling, you know?
The funniest thing that happened with that interview is that there was a whole longer interview done, and it was erased by me by accident. That was the rookie move mistake that I did.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back to the guys and say, remember that great interview we did? Well, I'm sorry I lost it. May I have another 2 minutes with you? And they're like, okay. But they were all really nice.
I'll tell you a story. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I am a music geek, so I know where every high note he's supposed to hit when they do the songs. So when I'm live, I got the phone out waiting for him to hit that note. And if he doesn't hit that note, I'm not going to be happy.
He's never
disappointed me.
Right.
That
guy
still's got it.
Yeah.
Michael Sweet's a man.
He really is. And he's a hell of a nice guy, too. I've interviewed him a number of times. And I'm not, like, Mr. Religious myself. I'm actually not religious at all. Yet, he's such a relatable guy. And you know, we had a conversation once about how there's a lot of people who aren't, like, you know, born-again Christians who are just enormous Striper fans. I don't know if I'm an enormous fan, but I'm definitely a fan of Striper. And I think that's kind of a cool thing, that 'cause so much Christian rock doesn't really reach across to the mainstream. But Striper is one of the few Christian rock bands who really, truly can reach people outside of the Christian rock bubble, if you will.
Yeah, and I'm with you because I'm not a religious guy either.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll be singing these songs at the top of my lungs in the car.
Right. Yeah.
And you would think I am, but I'm not a religious guy. It's just good music, right? I mean, that's just what it is.
So our next song we're going to hit here, it's funny John mentioned losing the Striper interview back in 2005 when he did that. I think we've only lost 4 or 5 interviews out of the hundreds of interviews we've done, probably like 300, 400, maybe even 500 interviews we've done on Talking Metal. One of the other ones was Hailstorm. I interviewed Lizzie Hale backstage at Roseland in New York City, and it was a phenomenal interview. Again, it's always the good ones, right? And I didn't hit save on the recorder, and gone. So anyways, on that note, Hailstorm, what are we going to hit off of that, Sonny?
So we're going to play
them, I should say.
Yeah, we're going to play a song off the second album. It's called Mrs. Hyde.
Okay.
And it's from the album The Strange Case of, that came in 2012.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
a little Hailstorm, Miss Hyde from The Strange Case of. You got to give anyone under the age of like 35 a lot of credit if they're out there playing guitar, rocking hard, because it's not a cool thing among kids. Like when we were kids, you know, we saw earlier at this expo, they screened Heavy Metal Parking Lot. I mean, there was a cool factor to rock with young people back in the 80s that doesn't exist anymore. So I always give people, I mean, sure, it's still kind of cool, but it's not like quite like it was back in the 80s. So anytime I see somebody out there who's young, a lot younger than me, you know, Lizzie Hale and the Hailstorm guys who join her, I really got to give them a lot of credit for holding the torch and, you know, flying the flag of rock and being a younger adult, because again, it's not really as cool as it used to be. Do you agree with that?
Oh, totally agree with that. And they're doing it the hard way. They're road warriors, so they're playing 100-150 shows a year.
Yeah.
And this album actually went gold in 2013. It went gold,
which is like, incredible.
Which is incredible.
500,000 copies.
That would have been 3 million copies about 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. Well, Sonny, it's been great hanging with you here on Talking Metal. I think we're down to the last song, right?
Yeah. So we're gonna play some Black Label Society, and to me, Zakk Wylde's a beast.
Oh,
and
so incredible.
You know, I've seen him live a couple of times, and it is cult like when you go see him live, right?
Yeah.
He's elevated on a stage.
Yeah.
There's, you know, it's bike wall to wall biker. You know, you got the fist
just
pumping.
Just an aura around the guy.
It's just unbelievable. Getting goosebumps telling you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, I found out about Zakk and No Rest of the Wicked, because that's my favorite Ozzy album.
Right.
So right at that 89 part, right? So
it's interesting. I don't hear a lot. That's a great record. I don't hear a lot of people say it's their favorite. So, and I love that record.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a bad song on there.
Yeah.
He rips on that record.
Bloodbath in Paradise, so awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, love that song. You never hear people talk about that song.
Yeah. So when he came out with Black Label Society, I was all over that.
Yes.
And I've seen him probably 7 or 8 times now. And he brings different bands out with him. Like, it's because of him I saw the Butcher Babies.
Right.
It's because, you know, it's because of him that I saw at this moment. Right. So there's just different bands that he'll go out with all the time. And he's a really cool guy.
Cool. Sonny, thank you for joining us here on Talking Metal. We'll have links up to your podcast in today's show notes on TalkingMetal.com. And we encourage all the Talking Metal listeners to go to our site, which is TalkingMetal.com again, and join our Patreon funding account, use our Amazon links, leave us a review on iTunes, preferably a positive review, and support what we do here in Talking Metal and what all the other podcasters are doing to bring you the music we love. Guys like Sonny, guys like Michael Butler, guys like Chris Sinzak, who put this whole expo together of Decibel Geek. Support your podcasts. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Just right. Twisted and broken down. However, on the wrong side. Where have I gone? Blacked out on my chest, right. Twisted and broken down. All that is bad, all that's to be. Go to mother. find cars like these on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.